Week 6, Sunday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. We are the people of the Lord, the flock that is led by his hand. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We are the people of the Lord, the flock that is led by his hand. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. This day, at thy creating word, first o'er the earth the light was poured. O Lord, this day upon us shine, and fill our hearts with light divine. This day the Lord for sinners slain, in might victorious, rose again. O Jesu, may we raised be, from death of sin to life in thee. This day the Holy Spirit came, with fiery tongues of cloven flame. O Spirit, fill our hearts this day, with grace to hear and grace to pray. O day of light and life and grace, from earthly toil a resting place, the hallowed hours, best gift of love, give we again to God above. All praise to God the Father be, all praise eternal Son to thee, whom with the Spirit we adore, for ever and for evermore. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. You stretch out the heavens like a tent, above the rains you build your dwelling, you make the clouds your chariot, and walk on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, and flashing fire your servants. You founded the earth on its base, to stand firm from age to age. You wrapped it with the ocean like a cloak. The waters stood higher than the mountains. At your threat they took to flight. At the voice of your thunder they fled. They rose over the mountains and flowed down to the place which you had appointed. You set limits they might not pass, lest they return to cover the earth. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow in between the hills. They give drink to all the beasts of the field, the wild asses quench their thirst. On the banks dwell the birds of heaven, from the branches they sing their song. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia. The Lord brought forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart. Alleluia. Psalm 103 continued. From your dwelling you water the hills, earth drinks its fill of your gift. You make the grass grow for the cattle and the plants to serve man's needs, that he may bring forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart. Oil to make him glad, and bread to strengthen man's heart. The trees of the Lord drink their fill, the cedars he planted on Lebanon. There the birds build their nests, On the treetops the stork has her home. The goats find a home on the mountains, and rabbits hide in the rocks. You made the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time of its setting. When you spread the darkness, it is night, and all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The young lions roar for their prey and ask their food from God. At the rising of the sun they steal away and go to rest in their dens. Man goes forth to his work, to labour till evening falls. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord brought forth bread from the earth, and wine to cheer man's heart. Alleluia. God saw all that he had made, and indeed it was very good. Alleluia. Psalm 103 concluded. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches. There is the sea, vast and wide, with its moving swarms past counting, living things great and small. The ships are moving there, and the monsters you made to play with. All of these look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their fill. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. The mountains send forth smoke at his touch. I will sing to the Lord all my life, make music to my God while I live. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I find my joy in the Lord. Let sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked exist no more. Bless the Lord, my soul. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God saw all he had made, and indeed it was very good. Alleluia. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. A reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. That men may know wisdom and instruction, understand words of insight, receive instruction in wise dealing, righteousness, justice, and equity, that prudence may be given to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth, the wise man also may hear and increase in learning, and the man of understanding acquire skill to understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Wisdom cries aloud in the street. In the market she raises her voice. On the top of the walls she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates she speaks. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing, and fools hate knowledge? Give heed to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called, and you refuse to listen, have stretched out my hand and no one has heeded, and you have ignored all my counsel, and would have none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when panic strikes you, when panic strikes you like a storm, and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me. Because they hated knowledge, and did not choose to fear the Lord, who have done none of my counsel and despised all my reproof, therefore they shall eat the fruit of their way, and be sated with their own devices. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the compliance of fools destroys them. But he who listens to me will dwell secure, and will be at ease, without dread of evil. Responsory from Romans 12. Do not think of yourselves as wise. If anyone among you thinks that he is a wise man by this world's standards, he should become a fool, in order to be really wise. For what this world considers to be wisdom is nonsense in God's sight. We proclaim Christ on the cross, Christ who is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For what this world considers to be wisdom is nonsense in God's sight. A reading from the commentary of St. Ephrem on the Diatessaron. Lord, who can grasp all the wealth of just one of your words? What we understand is much less than what we leave behind, like thirsty people who drink from a fountain. For your word, Lord, has many shades of meaning, just as those who study it have many different points of view. The Lord has coloured his words with many hues, so that each person who studies it can see in it what he loves. He has hidden many treasures in his word, so that each of us is enriched as we meditate on it. The word of God is a tree of life that from all its parts offers you fruits that are blessed. It is like that rock opened in the desert that from all its parts gives forth a spiritual drink. As the apostle says, all ate the same supernatural food and all drank the same supernatural drink. He who comes into contact with some share of his treasure should not think that the only thing contained in the word is what he himself has found. He should realize that he has only been able to find that one thing from among many others. Nor, because only that one part has become his, should he say that the word is void and empty and look down on it. But because he could not exhaust it, he should give thanks for its riches. Be glad that you were overcome, and do not be sad that it overcame you. The thirsty man rejoices when he drinks, and he is not downcast because he cannot empty the fountain. Rather, let the fountain quench your thirst, then have your thirst quench the fountain. Because if your thirst is quenched, and the fountain is not exhausted, you can drink from it again whenever you are thirsty. But if, when your thirst is quenched, the fountain also is dried up, your victory will bode evil for you. Be grateful for what you have received, and do not grumble about the abundance left behind. What you have received and what you have reached is your share. What remains is your heritage. What at one time you are not able to receive because of your weakness, you will be able to receive at other times if you persevere. Do not have the presumption to try and take in one draught what cannot be taken in one draught, and do not abandon out of laziness what you may only consume little by little. Responsory from 1 Peter. The word of the Lord remains forever. What is this word? It is the good news that has been brought to you. This is the book of the commandments of God, the law that stands forever. Those who keep it live. What is this word? It is the good news that has been brought to you. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. and to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son, who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. To those who love you, Lord, you promise to come with your Son and make your home within them. Come then, with your purifying grace, and make our hearts a place where you can dwell. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.